Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Parenting a Child with Autism, A Modern Guide to Understand and Raise Your ASD Child to Success by Richard Bass is a practical parenting guide focused on autism spectrum disorder and the everyday realities of raising an autistic child, positioned within the autism support and parenting advice genre. The book aims to help caregivers better understand ASD as a neurodevelopmental condition rather than something to be cured. Its purpose is both educational and applied. It introduces core concepts about autism, then moves into strategies for safety, sensory regulation, communication, and choosing among commonly discussed interventions. Based on available descriptions and reviews, the book is structured to be accessible to parents who want clear direction rather than purely clinical theory. It also appears to emphasize balanced discussion, offering an overview of approaches such as ABA, DEAR, and floor time without presenting a single method as universally best. That practical orientation makes the book especially relevant for families seeking a broad, organized introduction to autism parenting. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, autism as a developmental spectrum, not a condition to be cured. A central idea in the book is the framing of autism as a neurodevelopmental difference that requires understanding, adaptation, and support. This matters because it shifts the parenting task away from eliminating the child's identity and toward building an environment in which the child can function more comfortably. The available descriptions indicate that Bass begins with a broad explanation of autism and related diagnostic history, including older categories such as PDD-NOS, Rett syndrome, and childhood disintegrative disorder. While some of those labels are no longer used in the same way under current diagnostic systems, their inclusion gives parents historical context and shows how understanding of ASD has evolved. That perspective can help readers see autism as part of a wider clinical and social conversation rather than as a fixed checklist of deficits. The book's emphasis on acceptance is also important because it gives parents a conceptual foundation for everything that follows safety planning, behavior support, and therapy decisions all make more sense when the child's differences are treated as part of a spectrum rather than as a problem to be erased. Secondly, and practical safety planning for home and community settings, one of the book's most concrete contributions is its focus on safety, both inside the home and in public environments. This is a distinctive strength, because parenting advice for autism often discusses behavior in general terms, but gives less attention to immediate risk management. According to the source material, Bass includes practical rating scales from 1 to 5 to help parents evaluate danger levels, which suggests a structured way to think about wandering, sensory overwhelm, self-regulation problems, or other safety concerns. That kind of tool is useful because safety for autistic children is rarely one size fits all. The relevant risks depend on the child's communication level, sensory sensitivities, and impulse control. A parent who can identify which environments are most challenging can make targeted changes, such as reducing hazards at home, preparing for transitions, or planning community outings more carefully. This topic is especially valuable because it connects autism knowledge to real-world prevention. Instead of only explaining why safety matters, the book appears to offer a method parents can actually use to assess and improve daily environments. Thirdly, non-biased overview of ABA, DEAR, and floor time as treatment options. The treatment chapter appears to be one of the book's most useful sections because it presents multiple intervention models without strongly privileging a single one. That approach is important in autism parenting literature, where books sometimes promote one therapy as universally superior. Bass instead discusses ABA, DEAR, and floor time, allowing parents to compare approaches in a more informed way. The value of this method is not that it settles every debate, but that it helps readers understand that different children may respond to different supports. ABA is often associated with structured behavioral learning, while DEAR and floor time emphasize developmental relationships and interaction. By placing them together, the book encourages parents to think in terms of fit, goals, and child needs rather than ideology. This is a practical advantage because families often have to make decisions under pressure with limited time and conflicting advice from professionals, schools, and online communities. A balanced overview reduces the risk of choosing a therapy based only on reputation or anxiety. It also reinforces the book's broader message that autism support should be individualized and evidence-aware rather than emotionally driven. Fourthly, sensory processing, communication, and anxiety as everyday parenting challenges. The book's treatment of sensory processing and related daily difficulties helps explain why autism parenting often requires adjustments in ordinary routines rather than only formal interventions. Sensory overload can affect eating, transitions, clothing, noise tolerance, and behavior in ways that are hard for outsiders to interpret. By addressing these issues directly, the book gives parents a framework for understanding meltdowns or withdrawal as responses to environmental strain, not simply defiance. The source material also notes guidance on communication and anxiety, both of which are closely tied to sensory regulation. When a child cannot easily process language, express discomfort, or recover from overstimulation, anxiety can rise quickly and create new behavior problems. That makes the book's practical orientation especially useful, because it appears to connect cause and effect rather than treating each issue separately. Another notable point is the mention of the vagus nerve and recent advances in understanding autism, which suggests the author tries to link family experience with current explanations of body-based regulation. For parents, this can make the challenges feel more legible and less random, which is often the first step toward effective support. Lastly, chapter exercises and parent-led application make the guide more usable. A major practical feature of the book is its use of chapter-ending exercises, step-by-step instructions, and rating scales. This moves it beyond a standard explanatory handbook and into a workbook-like format that asks readers to apply ideas immediately. For parents who are overwhelmed by autism information, this structure has real value because it turns broad concepts into manageable actions. Rather than leaving readers with general advice, the book seems to guide them toward reflection, observation, and small decisions they can implement at home. That approach is particularly well-suited to autism parenting, where progress often depends on consistency, environment, and follow-through across many daily interactions. The exercises also likely help parents identify patterns in their child's behavior and their own responses, which is useful when designing routines or discussing concerns with teachers and therapists. This practical design is one reason the book stands out in its category. It is not only informative, but operational. By combining explanation with direct application, BAS gives caregivers a tool they can return to as new challenges emerge, making the book more adaptable than a simple overview text. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, caregivers, and family members who want a broad, practical introduction to autism parenting without being pushed toward a single ideology. It should also be useful for readers who are newly navigating an ASD diagnosis and need help organizing what to learn first, what autism is, how safety risks may appear, how sensory issues affect daily life, and how to compare common therapies. Its main benefit is usability. The combination of explanations, step-by-step guidance, and end-of-chapter exercises makes it more actionable than many general parenting books. Another strength is its balanced tone. Rather than presenting autism as a problem to be cured, it treats it as a developmental condition that requires informed support, which makes the book more aligned with contemporary autism understanding. Compared with other books in the same category, it stands out for being both broad and structured, covering diagnosis, context, safety, sensory regulation, treatment options, and family application in one concise guide. For readers who want an organized starting point and a practical framework, it offers a clear and workable overview. If you would like to support Richard Bass, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.